It's time to go down the road to the Breeders' Cup.
Well, Letruska already qualified for a spot in the starting gate of the Breeders' Cup distaff by virtue of that big win at Belmont Park. And Fausto is with me now. Fausto, appreciate the visit, my friend. Always great to talk to you.
Yes, hello. How are you? The pressure is for me to speak with you.
Oh, man. What a race she ran last time out at Belmont, huh?
Really, she ran nice, fast, and I think she's improved each race. And now, when we spoke before about she's a horse with potential to show very interesting things, but I think to now she's a reality, you know? She's a horse to run different tracks, different jockeys, conditions, and all the time she improve and give a nice show and a big effort.
Nothing seems to bother this mare. You point out the fact that she runs on any surface. She has now won, let's see, as I'm looking at it, at Gulfstream, at Saratoga, at Sam Houston, at Oaklawn, and she has now won at Belmont, too.
Yes, this is correct. She's a racehorse. She's a horse with a very special character. But finally, she's a horse to like to run. It's not important where, and in this moment, everything go pretty nice, and I hope to continue like this to try to have a great year for she. And now she's in the top, one of the tops of the division, so now yeah, it's not more a Cinderella. Now she's a real horse to now. He's the serious horse on the races, no?
I think she is the leader in this division, Fausto. You had Monomoy Girl to contend with, but she is now on the sidelines. If she doesn't come back for the Breeders' Cup, then I think Letruska, all things being equal, she has to be the horse to beat in that race. But I know there's a lot of ground to cover before we get to the Breeders' Cup in November. How beneficial is it for you to already have that win in your in Breeders' Cup Challenge race under your belt?
Okay, it's important because I understand to these races to you win, you are in, are the most tough in the division at the year, and have a benefit too when you win these races. And more important than this is how she's improved, how Letruska has improved each race. You can see the times, the speed numbers, and more than this, she run near to a horses to have a big quality, no? I think too, in that moment is when the times are important, but it's not the most important. The question is how breed the horses to run near to you. So when I saw her at Oakland in front of the Monomoy and the Swiss Skydiver and how she fight and how she win that race, I understand to the real potential or the real special horse to she is.
Yeah, she's very, very special. Fausto Gutierrez going down the road to the Breeders' Cup with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Letruska, 4-5 on the morning line in today's Florida Lee. That also a win in your end for the Breeders' Cup distaff, but as you just heard Fausto talk about, he doesn't need the win in your end. He already has it, but he would love to win the Fleur-de-Lis. She comes back on somewhat short rest, Fausto, having won that race at Belmont back in the beginning of June. Now here she is on the 26th. She hasn't worked at all, no published work since that effort at Belmont. Tell me about the strategy bringing her back in this spot.
Okay, yes. This is a race to, it's not original, not exactly programmed, but it's not not one of the, how I explain you, after she run at Belmont, and in the good form to she is right now, I nominate 2 weeks ago for this race. Even I was at Arlington because I run a horse there, and I remember, hey, today is the nomination for the Fleur-de-Lis, and I called to nominate. with the idea to check the competence and how looks the race and to be present in this division. When I saw the nominates and I saw how she come back to the Belmont and how she is trained and how she's asked the race, so this is complicated even to train she in the mornings. I decide to it's a moment to take a risk. I think to 21 days is a good time with the horses in form. Maybe after this one we give a layoff of 60 days or depend. But when, in my opinion, when the horse asks you to run, it's time to run. And this is the situation now with she. Finally, it's a group two in one of the best tracks in the world. So why not? It's a group for six horses. She's the morning line favorite. She asked to run. I understand to finally are races and whatever is possible to happen, but I'm 100% sure to she's ready and recovered after the Belmont for this race.
What do you think the key has been here in 2021? Because she just continues to get better and better and better. What's the secret for her?
I think to the secret is to she's more a horse to is in the real moment, that when she have 5 years, some of the competence are her form. You know, sometimes this transition to the three, to the four is a little bit complicated for someone. So I think to she's big, she feel all to happen. She's a horse with a better mind. We spoke about the when we remove the blinkers, this is another positive point because now she have more chance to relax in the races. She have a real explosive natural speed, but now she have the chance to show around the other horses. Before with the blinkers, she run absolutely in front versus the time. Because normally she never see the other horses to are back to she. Now she have more control for the races, and she like to fight. And this is one of the important points, combined with the real class physical qualities to she has.
Yeah, Latruska, very, very tough. She has that speed. She has the tenacity. You hear Fausto mention the fact that she loves a fight, and she will not shy away from the competition if it gets tight down the stretch. There's no doubt about that. Looking forward to seeing her strut her stuff later today in the Fleur de Lis. Fausto, when you and I talked on my Trainer Talk program, we spent some time talking about Latruska's owner, Herman Larrea, who is, he races under St. George Stable, but he has been a longtime partner of yours, and this has to be special to do this with him.
Yes, he's an owner to like a lot of the horses, and he's absolutely happy with this filly, with this mare today. He's a person to like the business for the races and to buy mares and breed a lot of horses in Mexico, someone here at Kentucky. And when you have this kind of inversion, someday you have the chance to have these horses.
You know, I said earlier that he pulled off a feat that not many owners can say that they have done. He won a triple crown in Mexico.
Yes, okay, he's the bigger owner and breeder at Mexico. We spoke before about this. He's in Mexico, it's an activity that is very small in comparison with the United States. In Mexico, born today, 150 horses. So it's 1% of the horses to born here. And plus the quality for the horses. So it's interesting, I think, for the races when have these horses like Letruska, she's a Kentucky bred, but finally she started a career at Mexico and after come here and all the biggest star to she is finally. You know, she's a horse to take the attention for the others because it's a show finally when she run.
Yeah, definitely a show, and hopefully she puts on a show for Fausto Gutierrez and the connections later today. You know, when you moved back to the United States in 2019, Fausto, Could you ever imagine you'd be competing at this level so quickly?
Really, no. Even first, I'm a fan for the monomoy, for the Swiss skydiver, because even at Mexico, I watched that races. At the 19th, December of 19, I go to the Eclipse ceremony with a good friend, and is when monomoy win the 3 years old champion. And really, I never imagined we are run together and even to win her. I understand too, she's the real champion, and she's a horse with a big... speak about Monomoy Girl is one of the best in the history for a lot of things to are around she. That day we defeat she, and I hope to we can run again together. More important to who win or who lost. I tell you, this is part of the races. Not that day we win by a nose. Like we can lose by a nose, and this small distance, how big difference make, no?
Yeah, just a nose difference between Latruska and Monomoy Girl and the Apple Blossom at Oaklawn back on April 17th. And if Monomoy Girl does come back, and we know that she can bounce back quickly from any issues that she's had in the past, then that would be one heck of a showdown and one heck of a rematch. I know that it would be great for racing, and that is something that, Fausto, I know first and foremost you want Latruska to win, but you love the sport so much that it would be great for the sport to see that rematch, wouldn't it?
Yes, correct. Finally, I repeat you, this sport for the races is to make difference, no? Because sometimes the average people tell to Arjun's horses run around and run more fast win. But the persons we like and we understand this, we know all the passion and all the secrets and all the work and all the great histories to are around the racehorses.
Well, Fausto, listen, I'm so happy for you and for the team, and good luck with Latruska in the Fleur-de-Lis and moving on toward the Breeders' Cup as well. All the best, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for everything again.